This radio program comes to you thanks to millions of men in uniform, Americans fighting overseas.
The Treasury salute. This is a program of the United States Treasury, your Treasury, reminding you for the fifth time in this war, you serve and save when you buy war bonds. And you salute with us, the hero of this war, Private Joe Martinez, winner of the Congressional Medal. The Treasury Salute, starring Carl Swenson as narrator, with David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra.
It might be well to inquire as to what makes a kid a hero. Well, he's born, the 12th of a family, and he's called Joe Martinez. He's born in Taos, New Mexico. He's brought up on a farm in Alt, Colorado. He learns to shoot in the field, hunting gophers and rabbits. He's a farm kid, and his dreams are of his own farm. Modern, technological, scientific. An American farm. An American dream. And then he's drafted into this man's army, and he climbs into a brown woolen suit, and he's gone. Gone from his Colorado plains. And when he stops going where he's sent, he's in Alaska, standing on muskegs.
All right, Benton, fall out. You're home.
Home?
Well, where's the base? Where's the barracks?
Hey, they told us we were being shipped to a barracks.
Okay, fellas. Take a look around. You got mud, and you got rocks, and you got a few trees, and you got rain. You want barracks, so stop looking for them. You aren't getting any yet. You're pitching your tents right here. You're looking for your base. Brothers, right where you stand is where it's going to be. You're on it.
Most of the soldiers assigned to Alaska were from the South, like their commanding general. A few, like Joe Martinez, were from Colorado and New Mexico. And Joe Martinez, like the others, cussed at the rain and slapped at the big, hungry Alaska mosquitoes, unslung his pack and pitched his pup tent. But unlike the others, Joe Martinez looked around at the Alaskan muskeg and the rich soil and the green, green plants. And he made a mental note. Here is farm country. And Joe Martinez, private, buck private, did a little dreaming.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
You gonna buck for corporal?
Me? I'm happy like I am.
Well, you could get your stripes. Malone told me.
I'm happy.
Good shot like you. All you'd have to do is open your mouth a little wider and do a little more talking. And...
oh, what the stripe. I don't need the dough. Up here, what you gonna spend it on anyway? I'll stick to what I'm doing.
Training. Special training for a special job. Private Joe Martinez scrambled up hills, sniffed the fogs and the rains of the North Country, learned to live on next to nothing, eyed his special-issue clothing curiously, and one day climbed on a troop transport along with the others of his battalion. And the name of the craggy little island where they were sent was Apu.
Getting a lot of guys.
Why not? All they gotta do is just throw them shells right down the mountainside at us.
Yeah. Yeah, they could roll them down. Don't make sense. We should get him.
Get him. General Martinez tells us all about it. How are you going to get those lice out of there when they're a couple of thousand feet above you? It'd be murder.
We're stuck, all right.
Yeah, Sergeant says we're stuck till we get reinforcements.
Don't make sense.
And the order for an advance. Up the mountainside, raked by Japanese machine gun and mortar fire. A line of guys Behind them, another line, moving forward and up, inch by feet, hugging the ground, flopping for cover, dying, some of them. And the attack stalled. The rain fell on the young men in their special-issue cold climate uniforms.
Gets me sore.
Now what?
Just gets me sore. Getting all wet like this and having to lay here on this ground and look up there.
You got any bright ideas, General?
We're 50 yards ahead of where we were.
Yeah. At this rate, we'll still be climbing up that mountain, and it'll be Christmas time.
So?
So I'm in a bigger hurry than that.
So?
Well, I'll tell you guys. I'm going on up this hill.
Hey! Hey, Joe, you're going nuts? Get your fool head down.
Joe, duck, you dope.
You guys coming? Or are you going to wait till Christmas? Come on! There's so much rain, the bullets slip off!
Come on, guys.
Let's go!
Some officer later wrote it down about Joe Martinez like this.
In the face of severe hostile fire, Private Martinez arose to his feet and alone resumed his advance. Occasionally, he stopped to urge his comrades on, and his example inspired the others to follow.
There goes the Colorado farm kid, walking up a steep slope with an automatic rifle in his hands. Half a dozen grenades slung around his waist. Maybe he's thinking about the clean, scientific little farm he can work back in Alaska after the war. Now he's on a bench-like plateau. Some flat ground for a couple of more yards. Here is where their fire's been coming from. Here are Japanese foxholes. Rat holes, maybe you'd like to call them. And here go half of Joe's grenades and a few clips from his automatic. And here again the attack fogs down in the face of a withering fire from the flank and from the Jap trenches in front and above him. Joe Martinez dumps a Jap out of his foxhole.
You won't be needing this anymore, bud. Blow!
Buck Private Joe Martinez flops down in the foxhole. Dark-faced kid. 2 days of beard on his cheeks and a light in his eyes. Joe Martinez, 23 years old. Not even old enough to vote last time there was a presidential election. Now he's bunching his muscles, crouching. Behind him, the men of his company, the men of his battalion, are all hugging the ground, while over their heads bullets whistle and whine. There's no blame attached to anybody for lying there in a foxhole or behind a boulder. Men are thinking this is the sensible thing to do, what I'm doing. The kind of kiss you get from lead's no kiss for me. They're not even saying, let George do it. Let some other guy be the hero. That's not the point. It's not on their minds at all. But Joe Martinez is crouching. Now he's getting up.
Christmas is still coming, you guys! Let's go!
Let Joe Martinez, battalion commander, describe it.
One lone figure rose and started up the snow slope that led from the bench to the pass. Again, it was Martinez. Again, the other men followed. Again, he was forced to move across open ground under heavy fire until he came upon the first of two trenches.
The Japs had dug themselves well into the hard, frozen soil of Attu. Their defenses were good. They were determined to stand their ground. You want the answer to that old gag about what happens when an irresistible force meets up with an immovable object? Here's the answer. And Joe Martinez is the irresistible force. Commander talking again.
Jumping into the first of the two trenches, Martinez quickly cleaned it out with a few bursts from his automatic rifle and some more well-thrown grenades. Five Japs were found there.
By the guys coming up behind Joe Martinez. He was moving on and up already. No time to lose. Christmas is coming. Commander talking again.
Without hesitation, Private Martinez moved forward up the slope to the second trench. He accounted for 2 Japs in this position. He reached the pass, still under fire from the surrounding ridges. Standing up on the ridge, overlooking the pass leading into Chicago Harbor, he emptied his rifle into the Japanese position just below and beyond the pass. He was mortally wounded, with his rifle still at his shoulder, absorbing all enemy fire and permitting all units to move up behind him and successfully take and hold the pass.
Mm-hmm. 23-year-old kid who was born in Taos, New Mexico, and who grew up on the plains of Colorado. The baby of the family. 12th of 12 children. Joe Martinez, son of poor farming folk. In the Army less than a year, the Army had taken him to California and then to North Carolina, then back to California again, and then up to Alaska. Now, he's taken himself up a snow-covered slope to a ridge commanding the last Japanese position on the volcanic island of Attu, of which he had never heard a year before. There he stands, silhouetted against the sky, a figure on top of a ridge, rifle against his shoulder. Hold his picture in your minds, fellow countrymen. Now he is fallen. Now he lies, his face in the snow of Attu, and the rain drips and splashes against his helmet, patters, and runs softly off his two-day-old beard. The Congressional Medal of Honor was awarded to Private Joe Martinez, posthumously.
A farm kid from Colorado who always wanted to do something for others. So he did it. He gave his life. Here at home, are we going to sit back and take our heroes for granted? Are we simply counting on victory thanks to boys like that? Or are we working for victory? Only you can answer that question. And the right answer is to back up the fifth war loan drive with every nickel you can scrape together. If you have to make a sacrifice to do it, stop a moment and give a thought to kids like Joe Martinez. Thousands of them who are offering their lives for victory. We can't let those boys down. We must buy more war bonds to send them equipment, supplies, ammunition, drugs, in this, the crucial hour of the war. The grimmest battles are still ahead, and they've got to be won. So help to win them. Back the attack. Buy double the war bonds you bought before. The United States Treasury thanks Carl Swenson and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Peter Lyon and directed by Paul Stewart. The music was conducted by David Brookman. This is Barry Kroger speaking.